KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The National Transport Department has confirmed the investigation into a fatal Northern KZN bus crash has been concluded. 10 people died after the bus was sideswiped by a heavy-duty truck near Vryheid last week. There were young supporters of the EFF who were returning from the party's Youth Day rally in Durban. Around 20 others, including both drivers, were injured. Speaking at the funeral service of 7 victims yesterday, Transport Deputy Minister Mkhuleko Hlengwa said the Road Traffic Management Corporation has finalised its investigation.
I have been in discussion with the leadership of the EFF at an appropriate time. We will discuss it with yourselves and the families in order to give you the necessary closure. And I want to thank the law enforcement, particularly traffic law enforcement of KwaZulu-Natal, Thombeni and the National for their speedy and swift response.
Meanwhile, EFF leader Julius Malema has committed to helping the families of the party's supporters who died.
We are going to honour all of these 10 fallen heroes, each one of them with a house, a proper house that has got all the facilities. And if there is no water in those yards, we'll make sure we put boreholes so that we restore the dignity of those families. We build those houses, we put those boreholes because we want to build a permanent relationship with these families.
In other news, Durban police say no arrests have been made in the alleged kidnapping case of a well-known KZN digital content creator. Last week, the family of Simthande Myeza, popularly known as Magatangtini, released a statement claiming he was abducted while using an e-hailing service in Umbilo. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says Myeza realized something was wrong when the driver began to take a different route.
And along the way, two other men got into the vehicle and the three men took the victim to a house where he was reportedly made to withdraw an undisclosed amount of money. He was also forced to steal money from family and friends.
In another statement released over the weekend, the family says Myeza is now in a safe place where he's surrounded by loved ones. And Iran's supreme leader warns the punishment continues against Israel with new missile strikes taking place overnight. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has made his first statement since America bombed 3 nuclear facilities in Iran over the weekend. On X, he wrote that, quote, "The Zionist enemy has made a grave mistake." But Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, insists America's actions were necessity.
This is what the last line of defense looks like. When every other line has failed, make no mistake, the cost of inaction would have been catastrophic. A nuclear Iran would have been a death sentence.
Oil prices have gone up around 4% since the U.S. attacks, with Brent crude oil at $76.65 a barrel. Iran is the world's 9th biggest oil-producing country, with output of over 3 million barrels per day. There are now concerns the Iranians could close the Strait of Hormuz, a major shipping lane for global oil and gas supplies. On the weather front, back home, Durban 24, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Sasha Feinberg in Gomazulu says Andre Pollard is the GOAT and he's happy to wait for his chance. City, they've qualified for the Club World Cup last 16, and the women Proteas, they've suffered defeat in the second T20 against the West Indies.